Most of us drive. Now, imagine if you could find a gas station where it was just an unending source of gasoline and you didn't have to pay anything. Wouldn't that be amazing? You know, sometimes we pay $30, $40 a week, if not more, for gasoline, and that's if you have one or two cars. Or imagine if you had a credit card to a bank where you can go to that ATM and you can get an endless amount of money to buy whatever you want. Wouldn't that be a dream come true? Or what if there was a drink that you can drink that would have no side effects and you could have an endless, endless, endless amount of energy? You could drink it whenever you want and it would last as long as you want and you could do whatever you want. You wouldn't even need to sleep. That would be amazing. What if we can find these inexhaustible sources of gasoline, of money, or of energy? Man, it'd be awesome. It'd be great. Well, you know, there is such a thing. And it's the Immaculate Heart of Mary. One of the other images that St. John Eudes talks about is Mary as an inexhaustible fountain. So I invite you to join me in today's session where we go over how she is this and how we can access this inexhaustible fountain. My friends, as I always like to begin, please join me as we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Allow me to praise you, O Sacred Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. St. Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. St. John Eudes, pray for us. St. Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, welcome to Uniquely Mary, this channel where we do everything Mary, all about her. We're talking about her. Maybe some channels talk about other things about the faith, or some channels focus on Jesus, or some about the scriptures. Well, in this channel, it's all Mary all the time. We grow deeper in love with this beautiful woman who is Jesus's mother and ours, and we can experience her more deeply. Specifically, now we're going through this book called The Admirable Heart of Mary by one of the great Marian saints, St. John Eudes, who lived in the 1700s. And so we're going through these different images that he has, that he says God the Father has placed out into the world, out in creation, to help us see what the Blessed Mother is like. Today's image that he speaks about is the inexhaustible fountain. So he says that in the second chapter of the book of Genesis, it says the following: a spring rose out of the earth, watering all the surface of the earth. Now, this is just one verse, but some of this was coming from this creation that God had when he created the Garden of Eden, that he made these sort of perfect things in creation. And St. John Eudes, along with other people such as St. Bonaventure, who was a great figure in the early foundation of the Franciscans, they saw this little line and they wondered, what does this mean? What is God talking about? And specifically, what is this an image of? Because we know that we're created in the image and likeness of God, but also that the earth and the universe in some way also image human beings in their mystery. So for instance, typically we speak about Mother Earth and about the earth being this mother that bears forth life, imaging women and their ability to do that, and that seeds image the fatherhood that is also found in human men. And so in this way, we find these images on earth of what it means to be human and how we understand ourselves as images of God. So this specific image about this source, this spring, which he speaks it of as almost this endless spring. St. John Eudes says that this is an image of the Blessed Mother, that since she was created sinless, since she was filled with the Holy Spirit, and through that indwelling of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ was formed. He concluded that because of her special relationship with God, because of her ability to hold in the Holy Spirit in her heart, since we know that even St. Paul tells us that the Holy Spirit has been poured out into our hearts, well, Jesus speaks of the Holy Spirit as a river of flowing water, of life. You know, he uses this image in the Gospels. I don't know what chapter and verse, but I know he speaks of the Holy Spirit in this way. Well, St. John concludes that since Mary holds the Holy Spirit more than any other human being, except of course Jesus, who is both human and God, since she holds the Holy Spirit in this incredible way in her heart, that her heart, therefore, is a place where we can go to drink from this inexhaustible fountain, which is the Holy Spirit, along with her love. Later on, he says this. Give me a second to find it. Quoting Canticles, which is a book in the scriptures that maybe later we can talk about, he says this, quoting that a verse from there. Come, children, come, beloved of my heart. Come, draw from the fountain of your mother's heart, the heavenly wine of divine love. Drink long and deep, filled with the rapture of the Spirit. You need fear no excess. Drink and be inebriated, my dearly beloved. This is amazing, this image that we get from the scriptures, to come and drink from the love that is held in the heart of the Blessed Mother. Like a lot of things that I've been speaking about, I can tell you the idea, I can share with you the scripture verse, but it's an invitation for you to experience it for yourselves. So let me give you a few different ways that you can experience this love of the Blessed Mother. One would be the most common, and I think the one that most people have access to, would be by praying the rosary. But when you pray the rosary, don't just say the words, think deeply about what they mean, and also think deeply about the mystery that you're meditating on. You know, for instance, if you're meditating on the Annunciation, place yourself in her place. Imagine what the Archangel Gabriel was feeling. See the scene right in front of you. But along with these things, ask the Blessed Mother to pour into your heart some of this inexhaustible fountain. I know these are times of stress, and these are times where we often feel like we're running out, like we don't have enough of whatever it is that we need. Go to the Blessed Mother and experience for yourself this pouring out. Come to her each and every day, I do, and I ask her, Blessed Mother, give me joy. Blessed Mother, pour out on me patience and love and kindness. Give me these things that I do not have. Pour out your love in my heart. Try this. Go to your mother, just like you would go to your earthly mother, and you would ask for this, for that, for the other thing. Go to Mary and experience her as an inexhaustible fountain. My friends, may God bless you. May you yourself experience Mary as an inexhaustible fountain. And please join us in our next episode as we continue exploring this wonderful book. Have a wonderful day.